Thank you for another amazing year with JerryBanfield.com. Here's my income report for 2018. I'm grateful now I can get back to regular monthly income reports as well after a year of income being very irregular with all the Steam money. Here's my total income for the business, $236,704. I'm very grateful. That is a fantastic amount of income, almost $250,000 in 2018. Thank you for making this such a great year. After 7 years in business, the first 3 years, I lost $50,000+, meaning I paid $50,000+ to do my business. I borrowed a bunch of money, and now I'm grateful I've paid all that I borrowed back. Thank you for an amazing year. I'll show you how everything breaks down, including the expenses and the profit. Now, note I said income. That's the revenue. That's the raw amount of money in. Now, this number is kind of irrelevant in terms of what I get out of it. The number that's relevant for me is the net income or the profit, and that is $118,854, at least on this PDF. I'm not sure why they're synced, but I am getting ready to do my taxes, so we'll figure that out. That is the difference. So I earned, the total in was $236,000, total out $118,000. After $117,000 of expenses, I will break down and show you the biggest income and biggest expenses for the year. And I do this to stay accountable to you also, to show you what my business looks like, to help give you courage to talk about and look at money openly. I love money. I'm a badass at making money. I'm very grateful for the chance to make money and to give money also. The largest single expense was advertising, $75,000 in advertising. Now, a lot of the income I made was related to advertising. A lot of the money I got, something like $30,000 or $40,000 of Steam that I cashed out, went directly to advertising Steam via my Facebook and YouTube channels. Therefore, that is the single largest part of the advertising expense. Contract labor, that means I paid other people to help me. There were two big expenses on contract labor. One, Michel Gerard, he is my right-hand man online. He edits the transcripts into blog posts for me on my blog. He responds to emails. He puts out the email newsletter every week. Michelle helps out a ton online. Michelle earned $10,000+ in direct payments from me last year, and we worked out a lot on Steam as well. Thus, Michelle, I imagine, will be earning a lot more in 2019. Also, contract labor, I paid to have a shed built in my new house in the backyard. I'm grateful I was able to use the income from this year to put a $20,000 down payment on a house, buy a house for the first time in a couple of years again. And I spent about $10,000 paying a contractor to build a shed in the backyard, which it had been 9 months later or so. All right, I exaggerate a little bit. 6 months later, the contractor had still not finished the shed. I just paid another contractor, between the contractor and the materials, about $700 or $800 more to finish the shed. We now have a beautiful home office studio in here. That was the majority of the contract labor. Equipment, rent, and lease was the third largest expense category, $7,000. Equipment, rent, and lease, the largest single expense in there. I've been renting my Mac Pro for several hundred dollars a month. It's what I use to film all my videos and live stream on. And going forward, I intend not to rent any more equipment. I've paid $300+ a month for a $9,000 computer, and I still don't own it. It at the time was easier to do for accounting, but now I see the best thing to do is just buy, since you can expense up to $2,500 without having to do an asset, just buy individual pieces of a computer, build your own computer. That way you can expense the whole thing. You don't have to fool with it as an asset. And I probably could have saved $5,000 or $10,000 doing it that way. However, I've been renting a Mac Pro. That'll be done in just a few months. And that also, any server rentals or anything like that, that includes renting. That includes apps and software. For example, QuickBooks Self-Employed to do my business accounting. It includes any app and software expenses like that as well. Legal and professional services. I honestly don't even remember what I put in there. But that includes anything like consulting. So I literally don't even remember that. I'll go figure that out when I go through the books in more detail. Travel expenses. I'm having a hard time remembering the traveling last year. I took a few trips to go do blog posts and videos and things like that. Oh yeah, I did a big trip to Michigan. I did a big video to meet my sister. It was a big video and blog post and everything. So that was my big trip last year on the travel expenses. And that's able to be a business expense because my business is producing videos. And when I go do something that is for video production, to film a video and to go make a blog post out of it that then makes money, that is an expense related to generating the income. Also, utilities, $4,211 utilities, that being my internet, which is several hundred dollars a month. I have 300 megabits up and download on my internet, which allows me to upload files and live stream at the same time. It's really nice. And it helps me just do everything super fast. It's one of those things I could cheap out on if I wanted to. I could save at least $100 a month to get a less expensive plan. But how much time do I save? With all the files I upload and exchange among four different computers, it helps a ton to have fast internet. I'm even considering upgrading it for a few hundred more dollars a month. That's a basic breakdown of the expenses. What I'll do now is show you in a little bit more detail here. Oops, that one. So this, I realize the number's like 400 off. I'll figure that out in my accounting as well. This will give you an idea of how it was month by month. You'll notice especially, and I'll show you the individual income elements and expenses related to those. So you'll notice some months, huge profits, often from Steam. Note that this does not count my capital gains. I also sold Steam that I bought at capital gains, and I made about $50,000 or so doing that also. So that does not count the what I made from capital gains. I show that on my Steam income report, which I did on my another video on that. So this is month by month. And with the cryptocurrency and cashing out Steam, this was any regular year, because some months, like this month, I spent $12,000 more than I got in. Well, that's because I was spending a bunch of money advertising Steam in May, and not because I all of a sudden like had a horrible month. I spent a bunch of money advertising Steam in May before cryptos were banned on Google AdWords. So you can see the month by month profit, $25,000. When the Steam price was up, when those Steam dollar price was up, I was selling my butt off. I'm selling after I put in so much. I'm selling. And then I started selling a lot of Steam in July after I made public that I was pulling out of Steam, which I started doing on the way to in June. I started selling my Steam a lot in July. So a lot of the income in July, August, September, and October is selling Steam. And then with the Steam price tanking, with me telling everybody I was selling it, and the whole crypto market going down, you can see how the year ended up there. So this is the month by month profit report. Huge profit in January, a lot of it from selling Steam, and same thing in July. Now this has been a huge change for me going forward, because Steam is, at least at the moment, not a relevant part of my income. I still do have like 8,000 Steam. Because of the way you power it up, I keep powering it down. I've sold all the Steam I bought. I still keep powering it down. I got a voting bot. It still keeps making money. And I've been continuing to sell that. But with the price low, I get about $100 a week now, which is still really good, given I've sold everything I bought and everything I made prior to July 2018. That's still pretty good. I'm not intending to do anything else with Steam. I've just getting the rest of the money out as it comes out. with that change, there's been a huge change in my business direction. I shifted to doing music in July and then gaming in August and the rest of the year. I'm also starting taking speaking engagements. I'm imagining that the numbers for 2019 are going to look even better than this, because there's a lot of opportunities that aren't very clear to me at the moment that in a year will have materialized fully. 2 years ago, having a bunch of money made from a cryptocurrency seemed hard to imagine. As soon as I started imagining it, it began to happen. So let's show you the earnings in more details. What we'll do is we'll search transactions and it'll show you the exact money. So what you can see is I've got $151,000 in from Steam. As you can see, that was a huge part of my income. However, at least $50,000 of the expenses were related to Steam also, if not 60 or 75,000. The challenge is the Steam expenses were across the board in different areas, but Steam accounted for the majority of the income coming in last year. So out of the 234,000 or whatever the total amount, 151,000 of it was Steam. However, a bunch of that Steam I brought in was brought in with the budget proposal project, which was then spent back out in advertising. So in order to get this money, I agreed to spend something like 40 or 50 or something thousand dollars back out in order to get that much to come in. This, you can see the different months just selling Steam, how much I sold each month. The lowest month, 2,000 in December, and then the highest month, 28,000 in July. It was funny, I was going through some financial feeling like I didn't have enough money in March. I was feeling a bunch of financial insecurity in March until I realized I had $300,000 of Steam sitting in my account. I ought to sell some of it instead of hoarding and insisting that it go up and up. So once I made that shift mentally, I started opening up to selling Steam. So I started selling some more Steam going forward, and you can see the big sale in July there. Now we'll go over to some of the other big income. Stack Skills brought in 28,000. That's from teaching video courses on stackskills.com. 28,000 teaching video courses on Stack Skills. My crypto courses were doing really well in the beginning of the year. And then, well, when they had that big backlash against crypto and the market started going down, then crypto course is not doing so well. I'm imagining getting I've had a hard time. I haven't been successful in getting the last few courses I made up on Stack Commerce either. So I'm working on my vendor relationship there. The vendor changed for the third time with Stack Commerce. The first girl that did the vendor was really good. The second guy got my help, was all right. And then this new girl, I've not got a course up working with her yet. So we'll work on that. But that's stackskills.com via Stack Commerce. So a lot of the income comes in via PayPal. So a lot of the income, like Skillshare, for example, comes in via PayPal. I'm going to do separate videos just for that. So I will do separate videos just for things like Skillshare. You can see all the PayPal income and expenses here. So this is everything, like all the miscellaneous kind of PayPal income and expenses. So I spent $17,000 out through PayPal, $19,000 in. So that's kind of the miscellaneous stuff. Other big income, you can see Patreon. There's another Patreon. I'm very grateful for $15,000 in income from Patreon. And a lot of that was people joining my partner program who were really excited about Steam. And then as Steam went down and I stopped doing Steam, a lot of partners canceled and I changed terms and conditions on the partner program. So I'm very grateful, $15,000 in from Steam. I also have a lot of payments directly from Stripe. So you can see $7,000 in payments directly in from Stripe from my business through my university courses or through anything else that puts in directly through Stripe. That should give you a lot of the income. Let's go over. We got some income and expenses to do here. Google income, $13,000 in income. Those are AdSense deposits from Google. That's income from my YouTube channel that Google deposits in. As you can see though, $48,000 in spending, and nearly all of that, almost all of that, was advertising Steam. I did hardly any ads for myself on Google last year that were outside of Steam. So I figured I might as well just advertise Steam. I can get money from Steam to advertise Steam, and then I'll just be in the context of advertising Steam. I, looking back on it now, I'd say this is one of the worst expenses I've made. A lot of those ads for Steam turned people off to me, it seems, who otherwise were following me, but seeing a whole bunch of ads for Steam became tired of seeing me altogether. I imagine there's an opportunity to reconnect without me constantly pitching Steam in ads anymore. So I'm running, the only thing I'm advertising on Google right now is my podcast at jerrybanfield.com/podcast. I think I can put that in here, actually. Oh, nope. Yeah, look, I got that in here, jerrybanfield.com/podcast. That's the only thing I'm currently advertising. I got a quick YouTube ad saying, hey, will you try listening to my podcast because I think you'll love it. Let's go over here to Facebook now. Facebook has minus $6,931. That's from Facebook ads at the beginning of the year, and then another bill from March for Facebook ads, and then some more Facebook ads for my gaming page at the end of the year. Facebook actually disabled the cryptocurrency ad account I was doing in March or April sometime, and then I made a new account just to do for my gaming and did some ads there. So $7,000 of spending on my Facebook ads last year, which I spent a lot less on Facebook ads this year than I last year than I did on a lot of other years. And going forward, I'm not planning to do much with Facebook ads. I like advertising where a creator or a person directly gets it. With spending money to Facebook ads, it just goes to Facebook. And I'm glad Facebook now is helping creators get paid out. But at the same time, I've advertised so much on Facebook. Haven't I advertised enough by now? I hope so. So I've got web hosting with Kinsta. If you go to Kinsta, it's managed WordPress web hosting at the speed of the cloud. It's really good. I highly recommend that for web hosting. If you'd like to get Kinsta hosting, we please go to jerrybanfield.com/resources and use my link because they give me a nice commission for it. I spent $1,191 on web hosting last year with Kinsta. My web hosting finally is a solution I can use indefinitely. Finally, this is really good web hosting. I'm extremely grateful for it. Kinsta, managed WordPress hosting on the Google Cloud. It is so fast and so scalable. So that was Kinsta. I got GoDaddy. I got a few domains from GoDaddy last year. Only $86 in GoDaddy. 1 year I spent $5,000 getting domains on GoDaddy. That was one of my many foolish things. I had podcast hosting last year on Buzzsprout. I spent $288 for it, but this year I got free hosting on Anchor.fm, which also has built-in sponsorships. I made $100 in my first month on Anchor.fm instead of paying $24 a month on Buzzsprout. So that was a huge little turnaround right there in my business. All these things are listed at jerrybanfield.com/resources for you. I've given you the highlights of the income report. Now, what I'm intending to do is do some more detailed income reports for you, where I will break down specific sources of income, talk about those sources of income in detail so that you can get insights into maybe what you can do to earn on that particular source, or so you can really see it. I've done an income report already on Steam, or I broke down all the income in much more detail on Steam, which is number one this year. I used to do monthly income reports. I intend to begin with January 2019 to get back to monthly income reports because I love doing the income reports monthly. Last year with the Steam money, everything was so irregular that outside just doing a month by month report was ridiculous. Like, you know, to look at 1 month, I'd lost $12,000 would have been the report. But in the context of the entire year on Steam, that makes sense. But just in a particular month, it would have looked crazy. So I'm getting back to regular income reports for you in 2019. Thank you very much for all you've done to make this possible. I hope one thing to communicate also, Jerry, what have you given to people in return for this money? I've helped a lot of people in 2018 build businesses online. I've provided thousands of free tutorial videos showing people how to solve problems in their life. Anything from the death of a friend to a music tutorial to cryptocurrency tutorials. I added a massive amount of value to the Steam blockchain, which I then extracted, seeing that everyone else, there was a ton of other people extracting the value. Better extract my value before it's all gone. Maybe that mindset's why it's all gone. Anyway, I added a ton of value to the Steam blockchain last year. I showed millions of people the Steam blockchain. I brought in tens of thousands of new users to the Steam blockchain last year. And that's why I got all that money from Steam, is bringing in so many new people to Steam. I helped several people at businesses like Michelle Girard directly, and I helped a bunch of people on Steam to build their own businesses online. In 2019, I have more ambitious plans than ever. I'm imagining doing more, helping more people than I've ever helped before at a higher level than I've ever helped before. And that is the key that I imagine will result in more income being produced. I also made a lot of live gaming videos. People enjoyed, people laughed, people cried, people shared, people donated, and I imagine that growing a ton in 2019 as well. I imagine getting some opportunities, paid speaking opportunities, and maybe even some acting, training, workshop, consulting opportunities that will pay very well in 2019 that will allow me to go help in person. If you think I'm good on the screen, come see me in person and you can get the full experience. Thank you very much for this being here for this income report with me. I love you. You're awesome. Thank you for giving me the chance to walk out in my backyard shed and work online and pay all the bills, or most of the bills, for my family. I'm very grateful for that today. I appreciate what you've done to help. And yeah, if I need a loan, I'll know who to ask, right? My next video, can I borrow $100,000 to grow my business this year?